Hi, this is me, Barbara Tucker, and you know it makes sense to stay together, all you beautiful people, because deep, deep inside, Girls FM is all the way live. Defender.
We'll be right back. FM, London's finest on 106.8 FM.
12 till 2, Nick Defender, Girls FM 106.8, the Crash Bang Wallet Mix Show.
faith for you. A prayer of faith for you. A prayer of faith for you. A prayer of faith for you.
He asked me to be in service this morning.
And you obey. And you obey. And you obey. And you obey.
Yes, I did. So the pastor just prayed for me. And I came this morning. And I feel in my body that God has delivered me. And he that died for you, my God.
Somebody praise the Lord. What did the Lord do for you today, honey?
God brought me back to the house of the Lord once again with me, my son. My mother brought me here. And I feel that God has touched me.
You believe God done touched you?
He has touched me.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
FM. 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 just taste the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. They're about to get some fucking out here.
Seven car pile up mix show, Nick Defender 12 to 2 with a night dance.
That the white man has, but they had unity. They were able to submerge their little petty differences and agree on one thing, that though one African came from Kenya and was being colonized by the Englishmen, and another African came from the Congo and was being colonized by the Belgian, and another African came from Guinea and was being colonized by the French, and another came from Angola and was being colonized by the Portuguese, when they came to the Bandung Conference, they looked at the Portuguese, and at the French, and at the English, and at the other Dutchmen, and learn or realize that the one thing that all of them had in common, they were all from Europe. They were all Europeans, blonde, blue-eyed, and white-skinned. They began to recognize who their enemy was. The same man that was colonizing our people in Kenya was colonized. colonizing our people in the Congo. The same one in the Congo was colonizing our people in South Africa and in Southern Rhodesia and in Burma and in India and in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. They realized all over the world where a dark man was being oppressed, he was being oppressed by the white man. Where the dark man was being exploited, he was being exploited by the white man. So they got together under this basis that they had a common enemy. And when you and I here in Detroit and in Michigan and in America, who have been awakened today, look around us. We too realize here in America, we all have a common enemy. Whether he's in Georgia or Michigan, whether he's in California or New York, he's the same man. Blue eyes and blonde hair and pale skin. Same man. So what we have to do is what they did. They agreed to stop quarreling amongst themselves. Any little spat that they had, they settled it among themselves. Go into a huddle. Don't let the enemy know that you got a disagreement. Instead of us hearing our differences in public, we have to realize we're all the same family. And when you have a family squabble, you don't get out on the sidewalk. If you do, everybody calls you uncouth, unrefined, uncivilized, savage. If you don't make it at home, you settle it at home. You get in the club, argue it out behind closed doors. Then when you come out on the street, you hold a common front, a united front. This is what we need to do in the community and in the city and in the state. We need to stop airing our differences in front of the white man. Put the white man out of our meeting, number one. And then sit down and talk shop with each other. That's all you got to say. I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. Are they both the same? And if they're not, what is the difference? What is the difference between a Black Revolution and a Negro Revolution? First, what is a revolution? Sometimes I'm inclined to believe that many of our people are using this word revolution loosely, without taking careful consideration what this word actually means and what its historic characteristics are. When you study the historic nature of revolution, the motive of a revolution,
closed, but your ears hear the sound, death cries in the wind. The thought makes you cringe. He's dead and gone. You lost another friend who was young in age but old in sin. Gang banging, hanging, he was slanging the juice. The skunk was barking, his death was the proof. Another life ended all too soon, with a tag on the toe in the coroner's room. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. And by any where you work, protect the company loss. The boss must minimize the staggering cost. You get a day off, a layoff, and a letter to stay off. And now you don't work no more. That position at the plant you really did need. Head of the house, five kids to be. You tried everything, and it's just not fair to have an able-bodied man apply for welfare. A city cries out, it's mass hysteria. One wounded, four dead in a California area. Innocent victims found home slain. Relatives and neighbors experience the pain. They hold back tears, just got to take a stand. Order padlocks and guns in a heavy demand. The fears won't rest until all behind bars. For the the rest of his life. The boy would carry the scar. Best friend, mother, father, and a very young daughter. Memories in his mind, loved ones have been slaughtered. Is there any way to compensate a person's life so great a fate? Heaven knows it's can't go on. Too many things are going wrong. Who would save it for myself? This world is turning to hell. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. I'm being robbed, someone call the police. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. Weather plays havoc on the eastern states. Bloods, hurricanes, and you can't escape. Tornadoes drop trees, hurling home and debris, leaving little behind for death and injury. Gonorrhea, syphilis, ran like the plague. Doctors afraid to treat the victim of age. The world is threatened by nuclear war. Americans die in El Salvador. The people for solidarity in a speech to seek the people some parity. Begging me to break my Camp David Accord. And they say Reagan will run in 84. Bad education is just a revelation, but still each year kids dread for graduation. The third world sends out a hunger plea. Teenagers running loose, sexual child abuse. The Bible tells us it's just a prophecy. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. We'll be right back.
proper old school backspin, centerfold style. Big shout out to Dave, vice versa, 10 till 12. Catch you in a fortnight. This the Z Factor, Jerry Negro, aka Dave Lee. Drum and bass, if you know what I mean. try that stuff at home, kids. Get you into trouble.
People want sincerity,
sincerity,
and nothing more.
Philip Ramirez, and when I'm in London, I always make sure I'm locked into Girls 106.8 FM.
It's beautiful.
ESL on the Chili Funk label, UK 12, coming out in about 2 weeks' time. Brilliance. Girls FM, Nick Defender, 12 till 2, The Night Dance. Sliding them in like Vinnie Jones. We'll be right back.
Lock it in and rip the knob off on Girls 106.8 FM.
Girls FM, London's finest on 106.8 FM. Yeah!